Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh All, Justin Charles, and no Blake Reniker for the moment. Blake Reniker is currently stuck in traffic on the highway trying to get to the studio. So at some point, you are going to watch Blake walk into the studio, take his seat, yes, get his laptop out, probably run a few updates.
For sure.
Plug his headphones in.
Yep. Run some more updates.
Yep. Do a couple mic checks, yep, and then we'll be good to go.
He's got to do his la 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 la. Like Ron Burgundy. Yeah. Okay, ready to do the show, guys. Love you, Blake.
Yes, we do. So Blake will be here shortly, and he'll join us. And until then, you got us. So we're just going to kind of do our little spiel while the chat fills up here and everything. Good to see everybody already tuning in. We appreciate all you guys. And let's just go ahead and remind you, please, if you guys are watching this video on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel, tap the notification bell. We are getting real close to 10,000 subscribers.
If we don't get to 10,000 subscribers soon, I'm going to shave my beard off. I'm putting that out in the ether.
So might as well make a little announcement now. We did talk about doing a couple giveaways for you guys once we do hit the 10K mark. So we haven't announced this yet, but we have a partnership struck with Baden Sports, who you guys have heard the ad reads for them during our podcast. They are actually creating a Dogs Podcast football. It's going to have the Dogs Podcast logo and the dog face logo that we have
Sick.
On two sides of the ball. And those will be for you guys to order on yes. their website.
Can't wait.
And we can give them out. So we're going to have a few of those, either two or three winners.
It's cool.
That we're going to randomly select from our subscriber list on YouTube. So if you haven't subscribed, please do. Once we hit 10K, we'll be giving out a few of those. And then grand prize, we're going to give away a Browns jersey.
Oh, man.
Okay. So we will get you all the details once the winner is selected, but it's going to be some footballs and grand prize of Browns jersey. So make sure you subscribe. Help us get to that 10K.
Maybe I'll go dig around the man cave. Maybe I can just, garner up something.
Find some stuff. Justin's got all kinds of
all
goodies.
Types of
all
crap.
Kinds of goodies. Crap.
As my wife would say. Look at all that crap.
Oh, well, that is
maybe
what
I can do
say.
That. Yeah. Maybe I can do that. Yeah, Let's see what we can do.
So help us out there. And again, if you guys are listening on audio, that'll be tomorrow. Make sure you guys please give us a 5-star review, especially on Apple. Give us a 5-star written review. Those help out the show a ton, and we really do appreciate it. Follow us on all the socials at the Dogs Podcast. We're posting in there like we were today, trying to keep everybody updated and to stay updated on the whole Mike Hall situation, which we're going to get to. And Last but not least, if you guys want some more content, you want some more interaction with us, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. And right now, the big thing, fantasy football registration is going on. If you want to join one of the Dog Pack fantasy football leagues, get in there and get on the registration list. You will automatically be put into a league. We are not closing things down until August 23rd, but we're only 10 days away.
Yeah.
So we've got, we've definitely got four leagues filled up.
Great.
So we're working on the fifth. And if we get through the fifth and there's still more people that want to join, we'll make a sixth league as well. But get in now, get your name on, because if, you know, if it's August 23rd and you try to sign up and we've already got leagues filled, you might not make it in. So Justin's got the championship shirt on. So if you win one, if you win your league, you get the Dog Pack championship shirt.
With your lineup, yes.
It's got the championship lineup on the back. So whatever team, whatever your lineup you won the championship with is actually on the back of the shirt. It's really cool.
Yes.
And, you know, we do like a tournament of champions.
Yes.
Highest score during the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. So get in there, hang out with us, and you get access to the private Discord. We've been doing Dog Pack Discord shows. Yeah, we've been trying to do one a week.
Yeah,
we had a couple of weeks there where we were just at vacations and stuff, but it's a lot of fun. Everybody gets in. It's a Discord stages. You get to come up. You get to talk to us, ask us questions. You know, we did one on Sunday. We got feedback from the game. I thought that went really well.
That's cool.
So we'll be doing stuff like that as the season goes on as well. So jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member to do all that fun stuff.
Do you see the extra prize up there?
What's it say? For giveaway, maybe we could get Blake's solo third podcast for a prize.
A lot of shots fired. A lot of shots fired.
Yeah, we got Blake all set up at home. He's got like a nice video set up. He's got microphone. He's got all the recording equipment that he needs to do solo episodes. That was the plan. And he's done two. So
that's good.
Solid, it's solid output.
Let's do more.
So we will definitely dive into Mike Hall, and that whole situation is going to be the main topic of everything we're doing here tonight. And we'll get all your feedback in the comments, of course, but until Blake gets here, cause we'll talk about that with him. I don't want to dive into that until he gets here.
It's fair. Yeah.
But I think we can kind of do some news hitters. Well, let's just start off with Nick Harris.
Okay.
So the Browns, we talked about it on Sunday on that Dog Pack Discord show. They've got to address offensive line depth. We've already lost Brian Allen the first week at the Greenbrier, and we ended up releasing him because you know, he was on IR. He wasn't going to play. And then we're like, okay, but we still have Luke Whipler. Yep. He broke his freaking ankle in the first preseason game. So he's out indefinitely. I don't know if there's a timetable yet.
I haven't heard. Yeah.
It'll be sometime in the season or what the situation is, but we're not going to have him for a while at the least. So we had to do something. And instead of just signing a practice squad guy or, you know, picking some random dude up, they went and they traded for Nick Harris, a guy that's been here.
Familiar.
We drafted him. He's been in our system. He's been in the organization. They know what kind of player he is, what kind of character he has, which turns out that's important, as we learned today. So
we'll get there.
We'll get there. So it's just really exciting. And it was a great deal. It really, so the Browns give up a 6th round pick. They get Nick Harris and a 7th. I mean, Andrew Berry is the master of, here, I'll give you a pick. You give me that player and a pick back.
Right.
He's so good at that.
Yeah. I mean, Amari Cooper was kind of, you know, a swap.
Yeah. Zadarius Smith, I think like Elijah Moore trade.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we'll give you a 2nd. We want Elijah Moore and your 3rd.
Are you comfortable with where we're sitting as far as like center depth now?
No.
Yeah.
I need to see Zach Johnson play a little more in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Then do I feel comfortable with him as like the 3rd guy? If something were to happen to Posick and Harris, okay, maybe. O-line depth overall still has me a little bit shitting bricks.
Yeah. I mean,
the tackles specifically.
It's very fair. I mean, both of our starters are still kind of recovering. So,
What's the guy's name? Jermaine Afidi.
Yeah.
I saw that he was splitting the first team reps with James Hudson now this week at left tackle, since the starters are out. Yeah. Jed Wills is out. So unfortunately, James Hudson's the next guy up at left tackle, but they've already got him splitting reps with somebody else. Cause he's not rough. He has not developed. He has not improved. Saw that on Saturday. It was unfortunate.
Yeah, that's fair. I think you have to feel some encouragement that they just went out and got, you know, a depth piece and somebody they're familiar with, a guy that, you know, was on our roster for a long time. I'm kind of with you. Like, honestly, I was up at the game and I was in Discord and I didn't even got to look at it. I said, who even came in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because when you're up there, especially for preseason, they're not giving you anything.
Well, yeah, Justin didn't even know DeJuan Jones started at right tackle.
No clue. Yeah.
You were talking on Sunday. Yeah, you were like,
I think he's still getting closer, but, and you're like,
I was like, dude, he played.
I'm like, oh, man, I wish my kids would have told me that.
At the game, it's tough, especially like you said, they were still decked out for, what was it, SummerSlam,
man. So that's cool if you're.
They're not telling you guys who the starting lineup, like.
Didn't even introduce the starters.
Really?
It's disappointing.
That's why you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Who was out there.
Super disappointing.
And honestly, where Justin sits. Because I saw somebody say, well, come on, DeJuan Jones is the biggest guy out there. Do they all look the same size?
I don't want to say I'm in space, but...
You're up there.
I'm up there.
Yeah.
I'm up there. That's how you do it. Sounds affordable.
Real quick in the chat, Wes B., I see that you're asking about the Browns emojis. How do you get to use those? Join YouTube as a member. So it's only 99 cents to join, 99 cents a month. Yep. So $1 a month, join as a YouTube member, and then you get access to all the emojis, and you get super the little fun icons next to your name when you chat, and it shows like... Like Kenny's got the orange dog face, which means he's been a member for, year. I think that's the year mark. There's like level one, level two, level three. And then you start getting different logos and things. Yep. So yeah, we actually never talk about that. You can join the Dog Pack as a member on YouTube for just $1 and get all the emojis and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Hey, can we blow the chat up completely with emojis for a second? Can we do that?
Just yeah, blow the whole chat up with emojis. I know you guys have them out there.
Yes.
Get your Chubbs, your Miles Garrett's, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Dog checks.
Give them a little taste. It's good to see you, Aaron Butler. It's good to see you stopping in on this lovely Tuesday.
How many times do you think Hall will sack Lamar Jackson?
Asking for Baltimore.
What a douche. Anyway, so Blake just texted me, said he's here.
Okay.
If you want to put the camera on just you two, I can slide in and get set up.
Oh, wow. Well, no problem. We'll do that for you.
We're already ahead of you, Blake. Yeah. We already got it on us. So Blake's coming in here in a second.
Yep.
I might as well just tell him, like, okay. There we go, chat. Love to see that, man.
Look at that beauty.
It's like artwork.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Just makes you so proud. Cleveland sports. Tearing up a little bit.
So the practices with, just one last thing before Blake gets in here. The practices with the Vikings, I believe, start tomorrow.
Okay. I haven't heard anything as far as like.
They haven't started yet. I think it's tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay.
If I'm not wrong, but I could be. But, you know, I think Friday would then be like walkthroughs and stuff in the game, obviously, then on Saturday.
Yeah.
Might as well just hit some quick hitters. Deshaun Watson, Kevin Stefanski already said, not going to play against the Vikings. I think that's smart. Doesn't need to. And then he said he will play. He'll start the game against Seattle, which, dude, if you're going to roll Deshaun Watson out there in a preseason game, make it the one closest to the season. Don't do it the first one and then give him like 4 weeks off or whatever. Yeah. Get him as close to the season as possible. Plus, like we said last week, there was a lot of people saying, well, why didn't Deshaun Watson, you know, play at all in that preseason game? I was like, the past weekend, they gave him 2 days off to rehab his shoulder.
Hardly any starters played.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And again, I think a lot of people just maybe aren't too familiar with how the preseason works, but you usually don't see a whole lot of starters, especially week one.
How much, just a question. What are you thinking?
Blake.
Yeah. Come on in, Blake. Hello, Blake. It's good to see you. No, we're not caught off by you at all. Hello. How much playing time do you think Watson will have? What do you think? Like a couple series?
I would imagine, I don't think it'll be a quarter. I think it'd probably be like two series maybe.
Yeah. That's right.
Maybe like one series, just kind of get a rhythm. And then the second one to kind of just see what we can do.
Yeah. Yep.
But that would be my guess. We'll see. We'll get more information next week for sure. But like we talked about on Sunday, I'd be paying more attention to what is coming out of the joint practices tomorrow and Thursday than what happens on Saturday.
Yep. I'd expect that to be very chippy. Very, very, very turned up practices.
I think it's interesting with Kevin being the former OC with the Vikings and now they're coming.
It all comes full circle a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
I mean, there's major connections, you know, to Minnesota, the GM, you know.
Yeah.
With Cleveland.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we know we won't be seeing JJ McCarthy.
Yep.
Obviously, because he underwent knee surgery.
Yeah.
I think it was just like a minor. You said
a meniscus.
Meniscus tear. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be seeing Sam Darnold and then whoever else they have. I don't even know.
Is it Jaren?
Jaren Hall.
Yeah. I don't know if he's, I know he's a rook.
I'm sure Jameis starts again probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. DTR looked good.
Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with if it was the same exact deal as last week. Just a little bit of Jameis, a little bit of Tyler.
The thing DTR is, it was kind of, it was kind of nice. I mean, obviously we've got Jameis Winston. He's a very competent, capable quarterback or backup. Mm-hmm. And then Tyler Huntley looked good. I mean, Tyler Huntley made some plays out there where he was sensing pressure. Did you see the one throw he made where he kind of like almost like underhanded it to the guy?
Yeah.
Like he knew that pressure was coming in from behind him, and he got his arm angle like exactly where the guy was trying to knock it away and was able to flick it off. So I thought that whatever we decide to do with backup quarterback this year, at least we've got guys.
Yeah, and there's depth. Yeah. Agreed. Absolutely.
Because I think last year we did get a little shorthanded losing Dobbs early, but because DTR wasn't ready.
No.
To be the main backup. But he looked pretty good. Are you ready for a camera view, Blake?
I think so.
Oh, hello,
Blake. Oh, Mike check.
1-2. Grand opening, grand closing.
What are we talking about?
Well, you heard a little bit of it. So we've talked about Nick Harris, the trade for that, the depth in the O-line. And we were just talking about, you know, the plan for Deshaun Watson the next couple weeks. And then a little bit of this week with Minnesota, kind of what to expect, look for in these joint practices and stuff like that. We're waiting for you for the big stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about we did an episode about the game, but you guys talked about the game some.
Yeah.
I guess what were you most impressed with out of the game? Because, there wasn't to me a lot to be impressed with.
That's fair. I said Sunday, like the biggest takeaway from it was, I was like, hey, DTR looks good against, you know, third, fourth string defenses. You're going to take something positive away from the game, I thought that was fair.
I saw some people online talking about DTR needs to be on the team. Huntley's a trade piece. How convinced are you of that? Are we falling for this again? Here's the thing. If the season starts today and God forbid Watson goes down and Jameis Winston goes down, we got to win games. Who do you want to play quarterback for the Browns?
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah. It's still Tyler Huntley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
I will say his ball is like the zip. Mm-hmm. He was throwing the ball with zip. Yes. I know that's a big thing for Browns fans. But Tyler Huntley, maybe the arm didn't look like there wasn't as much, for lack of a better word, zip. But he made plays with his feet. He was playing against tougher competition. And I just have seen him do it more in NFL games. If I had to pick between the two right now, to go out there and win, they're going to be out for a month. I need a guy to come in and go 3-1 for me. I'm taking Tyler Huntley over DTR right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not falling for preseason hype again. What I said in the Discord on Sunday was, I don't care if you look good in the preseason. I'm more concerned if you look bad in the preseason.
Fair.
It doesn't. Yeah. There are preseason guys. Preseason All-Americans, all pro players, lead the league in receiving in the preseason. They can't even get on the field in the regular season. Some of those guys like might not even make rosters.
Yep.
So I don't care about
dig at Austin Watkins.
Yes. You know, so I don't care about your numbers or how good you look in the preseason. I'm working. If you come out and you look terrible in the preseason, that's where I'm more concerned.
Yeah.
Okay, so sure. I'm not falling for preseason success from DTR. I'm not saying I'm down on DTR or I want to get rid of him or he sucks, but I'm taking Tyler Huntley right now until further notice as the number three quarterback for the Browns.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I wouldn't argue with you on that. I know there's probably a lot of Browns fans that would, but
I think the only thing with them is who knows how, like, the rules with, like, practice squad and all that, you know? Mm. But, like, if we practice squatted him and another team could come get him, I could understand, like, if they're like, oh, you know, we can't keep Huntley if we're going to have to put this guy on the practice squad. I get all that, but, like...
Honestly, the biggest thing that DTR has going for him is he's on a rookie contract.
Yeah.
Like, and he was drafted by this team. That's it. Yeah. So, as far as encouraging stuff or... positive takeaways from the game for me was Michael Woods and Jamari Thrash. Yep. I thought that those two guys, it's good to see some of these depth wide receivers that we have not gotten to see yet. Michael Woods, obviously with the injuries, haven't seen him. And then Jamari Thrash being a rookie, it was sweet to see those guys go out there and make some plays, you know, and look competent at that wide receiver position.
does Michael Woods getting a start kind of tell you what they think about? I know, obviously, we started a bunch of backups, but he wasn't in there in the fourth quarter.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So does that tell you what they think of him in terms of he's got a shot to make the roster? I know they were high on him last year.
I think they're giving him that, like, that priority opportunity.
I agree.
You've been here. You've gotten things cut short. We know you're talented. Let's go out there and see what you got with some higher competition, at least to start the preseason.
Yeah.
David Bell got hurt.
Yep.
You know, so I think the opportunity is going to rise even more for him.
David Bell actually had looked okay.
Yeah.
One thing that was interesting to me was that the Browns severed the contract of John Kelly.
Yeah.
A guy who's been basically on the Browns training camp and practice squad for ever now, it seems like.
4 years, I think.
And after one game, they cut him. It kind of says Aiden Robbins might step into that practice squad running back role. What I liked out of Aiden Robbins this week was the offensive line didn't play well for him.
But didn't play well at all.
He didn't. There's no negative runs. You right. know what I mean? It was even when there was nothing there, he got two. You know, he got three. He was always falling forward, getting positive yards. It wasn't a bunch of negative runs, even though he wasn't getting any blocking. He had a nice catch out of the backfield, scored on the touchdown.
Pass pro.
So to me, that the way he played, obviously the numbers aren't going to like jump off the stat sheet at you. But I think if you watch the game, like he played pretty well and he got the touchdown. So I would like to see him, especially with Foreman out, if he can get more snaps. Like John Kelly got a lot of snaps.
Yeah.
So maybe now he's going to get these opportunities in the second game. I would love to see him I want him to be on the roster. He could be what Kareem Hunt was for us last year, that battering ram, that short yardage situation. Sure. I mean, he might not even put up gaudy numbers, but he has 8 touchdowns or something crazy. You know what I mean? Because he fell forward every time.
Yep.
It was always positive yards.
When we interviewed him, I had asked him about the pass pro, and that was one thing that the college coaches were like just gushing over. Like this kid can do the pass pro game. And we saw that just even for a glimpse of like, he didn't get a ton of snaps in the preseason game, but when he was in there, he held his own. He's competent with the pass protection, which is huge. It's huge for protecting the core, especially you got all the money tied up in Deshaun Watson. You better make sure the running back in there can protect him and not whiff on a block. So I really liked what I saw from Aiden Robbins. And I mean, we averaged 3.7 yards a carry across the entire team for that game at the running back position. So you're right. The stats are not going to jump off the sheet for any of the guys.
That was what I liked out of it. And there were a couple other guys who played well. Amarian Brown, I thought, got off to a little bit of a rough start, but really came along late. And then he had that touchdown call back, which then gave way to Aiden Robbins getting the touchdown. But I thought he played pretty well, especially down the stretch. Concerning things for me in this game, the offensive line depth, man.
Yikes, yeah.
The offensive line is a legit concern for me heading into the season.
Sure, yeah.
Neither starting tackle has played. DeJuan Jones hasn't played, correct?
He played.
He started.
Okay. Yeah. Just how I had a kid running around. Give me a break.
Justin didn't know him.
I was like, I don't know, man.
James Hudson cannot play tackle in the NFL.
He's already splitting reps this week.
And just the depth along the line, and then we lose the center. Obviously, I think going out and getting Harris is a huge move
for
the Browns. But the offensive line depth scares me. A DT mentioned it a couple times when interviewing and talking about to guys on the sidelines that she kept calling it the augmented passing attack, but we weren't going to see it in the preseason. Why can't we see a little bit of it? I'm not saying empty the playbook, but we were about as vanilla as you could possibly be.
Yes.
And I get we don't want to give stuff away before the regular season, but man, it'd be nice to see our guys practice it against some live competition.
It almost felt like they said, hey, what was the playbook last year in preseason game one?
Let's just
use that one today.
That's what it felt like. It was so anemic, so boring. I mean, besides Michael Woods, I think it was an 18-yard completion early. For the first half, I don't know if we threw a pass more than 4 yards downfield.
Yeah.
It was tough to watch. We just didn't look as buttoned up as I liked. We got sacked and then we had to take a timeout afterwards because we were obviously I'm not setting up red flags. We're awful. It just didn't look as buttoned up and polished as I was hoping it to look like. for the preseason. Obviously, we started all second string and third string guys for the most part. So some of this stuff is to be expected, but yeah, it's hard to keep that in the back of your mind when you're watching. It's just go like dink and dunk, 2 yards, negative 1 yard, punt, 3 points. It's like, all right.
And then they get the ball. Yeah. 8 yard run, 5 yard run, 10 yard run. It's like, good Lord.
Hickman burnt touchdown.
Hickman hurt.
Yeah.
On the play. Like, you know,
It's like, I'm in the back of my head going, they're backups. Don't lose your mind. Backups. But I'm just like,
preseason.
Preseason. But back to my rule. If we would have come out and looked amazing, I'd have been like, okay, good. That's what you're supposed to do. The fact that we didn't is, I'm not setting up the red flags, but I hope we look better.
Well, I said on Sunday that I understand it was all backup for the most part on defense and all that stuff. Like, none of our starters on the line played. I just felt like tackling looked a little bad. Did you feel like the tackling just looked a little sloppy?
I thought Diabate had a really nice open field tackle.
He played well. I thought he played well. Especially with Buki going down with that injury.
I thought Devin Bush played well.
Yeah, dude. All right. That's another one. Devin Bush was a bright spot in that game. Devin
Bush played pretty well. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Played pretty well. Yeah. So there were some bright spots. I'm not saying it was all bad, but I definitely, it wasn't the show on offense that I was hoping to see. And again, I didn't expect him to come out and empty the playbook, but maybe have like a couple plays we were going to try. Left a little
be desired, correct?
You know, yeah. But yeah, the biggest concern for me is offensive line depth heading into the season. Like, we're an injury away from calling Freetholt back to play center or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's bad, and I don't want that. So they gotta get the depth there. The tackle situation is just rough.
Yeah, very rough.
Sir.
I mean, we're counting on Jed Wills to come back and solidify it, and nobody in Browns Nation likes Jed Wills. And we're sitting here going, God, we got to get Jed Wills.
I know. That's how bad it is.
You know what I mean? And we're not huge Jed Wills bashers. We've kind of been on the side of like, he's been a legitimate starting left tackle.
Yeah.
But a lot of Browns Nation isn't a huge Jed Wills fan. And I'm not calling him a top 10 tackle in the league. And that's a guy we're banking on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about Conklin.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, you know what I mean?
You know, so like, it's one of those things, like the offensive line depth has me a little nervous.
Yes.
It has me a little nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, the summer is in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DOGS, DAWGS, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, head over there today, check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99. Plus, use that code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
So what else do we need to, what do you guys want to get into? I'm seeing on the chats kind of talking about the big news of the day.
We might as well start diving into it. I just want to highlight our boy DF Sports in the chat. Did a super chat and he said, so heartbroken about Mike Hall and this situation. So
can I say that this to that? If it turns out to be true, I'm not heartbroken for him. He's a piece of shit. So now if it isn't true, then he's not and cool. But it doesn't look good.
I think, well, DF is a big Ohio State Buckeye guy, like we are.
Me too.
So I think the heartbroken thing is it just sucks that we've got the Browns take this guy second round from Ohio State, super high potential, so much upside. And this is what happens.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's not just where we took him and in the hope we had for him too. It's who we didn't take then who was on the board.
Yeah.
There were receivers there. There were other guys that could have made an impact on this team that we passed on to take this guy to really like bolster the defensive line that like was already a strength. We're like, we're just going to make this like OP.
Yeah.
And now we're looking kind of thin due to injury and off the field issues. Where do you guys sit? What do you think the Browns should do?
So when it all kind of broke today, and like I was talking to Josh about it earlier, and it was like, you know, he pushed a child and, you know, they threw a baby bottle. I was like, that's not good. But I'm like, you know, like, hey, he's going to get suspended probably, but he's definitely got a lot of stuff to fix at home first. That should be the first concern. You know what I mean? Like, you got to figure you've got a lot of like relationships to repair out of this deal. But, like when you start hearing about like the firearm and stuff like that, it's like, yikes, like this is a bad situation. You know what I mean? And like that, obviously he needs, the first thing the Browns need to do is like get the dude a little bit of help. You know what I mean? I told Josh I'd be sending them like a hotline number and say, hey, you know, we're going to hook you up with some people, get you some help. But I mean, I think all that stuff's true, like, I feel like it's like prison time stuff. You know what I mean? Like put a gun to somebody's head.
So I guess like just to go on the timeline, the police were called for the domestic dispute last night, Monday night. Today, right? It was today that Mike Hall turned himself into police.
Correct, yeah.
He had what, $10,000 bail, posted bond or whatever, posted bail, got out.
Yep.
He was released. And now he's got a court date set for September 10th for misdemeanor domestic violence charges.
Which doesn't sound...
What, to me, that doesn't sound as bad as what some of the stuff in the report was indicating. Is that kind of how you feel?
So I don't know.
Okay. I don't, right, I how don't much know. Of the report are we diving into?
So supposedly put a gun to her head.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that, like, there was a New York Post article about it that he drug her outside, put a gun to her head at one point, told her I'll F and end it all.
So here's the, I don't think if you're the Browns, you can let him back in the building right now.
That's where I'm at too. Like,
I don't think, I'm not saying cut him before all the information, but I'm saying you can't come here. You're going to stay home, and they probably can't like suspend without pay or whatever because of contracts and legals and player union and that stuff. But you say you're going to keep making your money, but you just can't be here right now. We can't have this distraction. We can't have you here. We're not saying we believe you or don't believe you or anything. It's just once we get the information, it sorts itself out. If everything's cool and kosher, welcome back. No harm, no foul. And then, but you better be saving the money we're paying you, because if it is true, you're going to be giving it back.
Yeah,
because we're going to void this contract and you're not going to get any of this money. I don't think you can have him in the building.
I don't think I would have him in the locker room with the team. I think I would want him in the building and I would set him somewhere. I would put him in a conference room or something and say, you're going to sit down with a counselor and for whatever, for 8 hours today, and you're just going to talk, or you're just going to sit there inside, like whatever. But I don't, you know what I mean? Like, just to say, get out there on your own, leaves him kind of vulnerable with his thoughts and with who knows what he might.
I agree. Yeah.
He might be a little unhinged right now. Who knows what's going on? So I would almost rather have him where I know he's safe with somebody that at least is attempting to help him, but I would definitely keep him away from the team.
Yes. Like he can't be around. He can't practice. You don't want him in front of cameras.
I don't want him around the other players. No one's asking questions.
You got to come out and you got to say, we're letting the legal system play it out. He's not here right now. If it sorts itself out and it turns out it was embellished or whatever, he's welcome back, open arms. If it turns out it's true, we'll handle it then when we find out. But until we get all the information and it gets itself sorted out, he's not going to be here practicing or playing with us. But it doesn't look good in terms of there's an eyewitness. The guns were found. It's not like he took them. You know what I mean? The lady has scratches and stuff on her.
So let's just for everybody who didn't follow the situation. So it was his fiance, correct?
Yes.
So it's his fiance,
and the mother to his child.
Yes. And they have an 11 month old baby together, I believe.
Son,
and she has an older daughter to another person.
Yes.
So that was allegedly what the dispute was over, was financials regarding the older daughter. That's not his daughter.
Correct.
Okay. So the eyewitness was his fiance's mother, correct?
Yes.
And they were
lives with them from what I could tell, but
they were at their house, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Cause they said the mother's room. So right, I'm assuming she lives with him.
Okay. So I just kind of wanted to detail the situation for everybody who didn't really follow it to kind of understand they were at home. Her mother was living there with them. So she saw the whole thing. They've got one kid together. There's an older daughter. That's not his, it's hers, but she's obviously living with them.
So here's my thing too, is like I'm not going to just declare him guilty, but what I'm going to say is everything that is in the report, at least from what I've seen, they have found evidence to corroborate.
Yeah. There was evidence of a physical struggle. Yes,
the gun was pulled on me. The gun was found, both of them. They were sitting on the bed. They weren't in the gun safe, locked
away.
That's
what I told Justin before the show. I said, it would have been nice if they got there and said, well, the guns were already locked. Like they were locked away.
Yeah.
They hadn't been tied. They were dust on, whatever.
Yes. No, they're sitting on the bed. Okay. The door frame that he supposedly kicked in is broken. She's got scratches on her from being drugged. And here's the thing too, is sometimes like, yes, women can accuse men of doing something and it be a lie. Okay. I think like we've all seen that a bunch of times. We're not, as Browns fans, we're aware that this is a possibility, but she and the mom, they don't have anything to gain by accusing him of this and getting him arrested. It's not
everything
like
to lose.
It's not like he's a franchise guy who's gotten set for life money. If this is true, the Browns are most likely going to get their money back. So she has a kid with him and she's supposed to marry him. If her goal is money, she's not going to get much when he's in jail and he doesn't get any of his money and the Browns don't pay him. And then nobody's going to give him, you know, a contract. You know what I mean? He hasn't done any. If this guy was a four-time Pro Bowler and something like this happens and the Browns cut him, maybe in a year somebody would pick him up and give him a chance, a la like Randy Gregory. Yeah. He hasn't done anything in the NFL. If he gets cut here, he's not going to be on another NFL team, especially if found guilty of this stuff. She doesn't stand to gain anything by accusing him of this and putting the father of her child in jail.
I told Justin, too. I said it would have been one thing, too, if we've already been told, like, there was suspicion of, like, drug use or alcohol, or this, the mom was under the influence of something. So maybe they were an unreliable. What, there's been none of that so far. Now, it doesn't mean it won't still come out, but yes, so far it seems like
just I said, blew a, with our biggest gripe when defending Deshaun is how there's zero evidence,
right?
There's lots of evidence right now.
Right.
So I'm not declaring him guilty, but I'm saying it doesn't look good. And if he pulled a gun and put a gun up to a woman's head, to me, put him in jail and throw the key away. That's my honest opinion.
It's about as low as you can. I mean, it's pretty bad. Especially, all this happened in front of the children.
Yes.
I think that's
he supposedly pushed a kid.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that came out. Yeah, is that he shoved, well, I guess it would probably be the older daughter.
Yes. So I don't care what she did. Come on. What do we, you know what I mean? So to me, like, you can't have him around the team. I don't know if you cut him until you let the legal process and you get all the information, but it doesn't look good.
No,
it doesn't look good. And he didn't try to run. He didn't try to like get a lawyer to go in and talk to the cops to get him out of it. Like, he's just like, you got me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, to me, like, it sucks because, well, one, turns out he's maybe human garbage. And then two, we just wasted a second round draft pick on a guy who was getting Aaron Donald type comparisons from his teammates. And we're never going to see him play a down of meaningful football for the Browns potentially.
Yep. And this is, I mean, obviously a year after the Perrion Winfrey, you know, debacle, we had to release him last offseason. Like, it just sucks. It's another one of these high potential players that we never get to see what happens with them on the field because they get in trouble off the field. And just like with Perrion, I mean, this is like a 22-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I understand that, you know, he's a young adult man, but he's young, you know, to have this already happen to him. It's like, dude, you've got so much of your life, hopefully, left to live. I mean, it is very heartbreaking just to see this whole situation for everybody involved.
Here's the thing too, is like we were all 21 and did stupid shit. There's a fine line between doing stupid shit and just kind of being one. Okay.
That's a fair point.
Public intoxication at 21, you know, stupid things like that on a college campus, or you had a house party and the cops got called. Okay. You're 21. Okay, yeah. We've all been there. Pulling a gun and putting it to the temple of your child's mom's head, I'm young and stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been in arguments with my wife, and all I try to think about is not going overboard and thrown in jail. I'm not a pro player with millions. Maybe this is where you and I are different. I've been in some pretty hellacious fights with my wife, and never once have I had to be like, oh, I'm getting close to the line. And I've been in some pretty hellacious fights.
Dude, I'm divorced. I was never even close to that. Yes. Are you kidding? First of all, this is obviously some sort of troll. They don't even have a name or a profile picture. So
I'm just like, yeah. Well,
yeah, I think you might need to go seek some help along with Mr. Hall.
Yeah. So it's a tough situation for the Browns because now you got Tomlinson injured.
Yep.
You got, you know, obviously Hall not going to be around.
I saw Quentin Jefferson had a little injury or something the other day.
So it's just
Ika looked terrible.
Ika sucked.
Yeah. Which was sucks because like everybody's talking about his transformed body. Yeah. And
you think about that right there. That's a third round pick.
Yeah.
And then a second round pick that we just potentially shit the bed.
Perrion Winfrey was a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
That's 3D tackles in a row that we've picked that we just can't get anything out of. And two of them, one's already cut. Good chance another one's going to be cut. And Siaki Ika might just get cut because he can't play.
Mm-hmm. It's so disappointing, man.
I mean, you got to think it opens the door for Mo Hurst. There were some like,
oh, Mo Hurst is not going anywhere.
Yes. Like we were guys who were like, we're going to have to cut a good player probably. And now that might be out the door. But we were texting about this earlier. Not been a great offseason for the Browns.
No, I've got the list here if you want me to run through it a little bit.
Yes.
So obviously we have Mike Hall stuff that came out today, but I don't know how many people have really paid attention to the training camp practice report since they went to the Greenbrier and then back to Berea last week, but Jerry Jeudy's hardly practiced.
Yeah.
He's got a knee injury. Yep. Justin looked it up earlier. I think he practiced like maybe 2 days in 2 weeks or something.
I know he was supposed to come back yesterday and then he ended up not doing any drills. He's just, you know, present.
I don't feel good about that.
No,
I don't feel good about that at all. Especially since he's new to the team and you know, all that stuff. We already talked about lost both of our backup centers. That sucks. Our linebackers are all hurt. Jordan Hicks has missed time with injury. JOK has missed a couple days. Tony Fields is in a walking boot. Buki went down with a quad.
Yeah.
Okay. And Devin Bush doesn't exactly have an injury free history. Yeah. Dalvin Tomlinson, Greg Newsome are out, have been out. Might not be ready for week one. Right. That sucks. We talked about starting tackles, still not ready, not practicing.
Oh, we forgot one too. Elijah Moore, concussion.
Elijah Moore, Dante Foreman, flown to the hospital.
Yes.
Airlifted by
D'Anthony Bell still hasn't practiced.
Yeah.
Like,
I think D'Anthony Bell might be in trouble. We talked about Brady Breeze on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think D'Anthony Bell might be in roster spot trouble.
He's got to practice.
Yeah. He's got to be on the field.
The good thing is he has a good reputation on the Browns
with and a role on special teams.
Yes, like I mean, he's
an important role.
Like 2 years in a row, basically been our best special teams player.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's dangerous.
Andrew Jackson, thank you for the super chat. You guys don't have to give us money, but we appreciate it. He says Ika ended up on his ass more than he had tackles. I saw three on a drive. Yeah, about right.
I don't understand what happened there. Like he was supposed to be a guy. I mean, I'm not saying we drafted him to be the best defensive lineman in football, but he could play.
Yeah.
What happened? Last year just didn't play at all, and then this year just looks awful.
He was hurt a little bit last year, too.
I read, like, some different stuff, too. I talked about it on Sunday, but, like, I guess he's, like, trying to get comfortable with, like, his new body weight, and, like, I guess that's kind of, like, something he's been talking about, but I'm like, hey, man, if you're like, 50, 60 pounds lighter. I mean, I don't
know. Play with some leverage now.
Yeah. You know, is it a stance thing? Like, you know, you shouldn't just get blown up off the ball.
I guess we need to apologize to Pee Wee. Josh thought he was a troll because it was like, looked like Chinese language from this far away, but he's not a troll. It's Pee Wee's Wild Pizza.
Nice job, Josh. Oh. Come on, Josh.
Well, hey, you know what? We admit when we're wrong here.
I thought it was an actual pizza joint. I was like, yeah.
If you're having those kind of arguments with your wife, that's a problem. That's a problem.
So, just not, we traded for, we got Jerry Jeudy and it was like, sweet. We're hearing Deshaun Watson's throwing sweet and Nick Chubb's making good progress. Sweet. Mm-hmm. And since then, since football stuff started, it's just been like a steady decline.
Yeah.
And then now today it was like, it's just all imploding.
Yeah. I mean, I felt honestly as a Browns fan, I've been feeling pretty low today. Like you said, ever since the pads came on, training camp started, it's just been a shitstorm, really. I mean, yeah, where you get good reports out of camp. Yes, Nick Chubb, there's some good stuff going on with him and all that kind of stuff. But there's been a lot of injuries and a lot of this whole thing with Mike Hall has just been
tough.
It's really tough.
So what else did we want to get into? I'm running late to the show, so I don't know what to talk about.
Well, maybe the chat can help us out a little bit. I mean, there's really not much else to say about the Mike Hall stuff. I mean, we'll obviously post more updates on Twitter and Facebook and stuff as they come out and try to stay up to date with all that information, but it just doesn't look good. This episode is brought to you by Bodden Sports. Browns fans, Bodden Sports is your one-stop shop for all your athletic gear. Bodden started out perfecting and manufacturing the best balls in the business. Yeah, if that sounded dirty, that's more about your mind than my words. But hey, it's true. Baseballs, softballs, footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, soccer balls, you name it, and Bodden has engineered the highest standard sports balls available. And now they offer more than just sports balls. If you got kids playing baseball or softball, Bodden has batting gloves and bats to go along with both game balls and training balls. If you're into basketball, Bodden makes basketball specifically for indoor or outdoor use. Heck, Bodden even has all the equipment you need for pickleball, which is one sport that I hear everyone is playing and yet I still never have. And I need to fix that soon. But don't miss the backyard game section of Bodden's website, where you can order everything you need for this upcoming outdoor season. Pool balls, backyard volleyball nets, croquet, bocce, horseshoes, cornhole, and more. Right now, you can get 10% off your entire order at Bodden Sports, B-A-D-E-N sports.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, and use promo code DOGS when you check out. That's 10% off all the top quality sporting gear you need this season. BoddenSports.com/dogs.
It's looking more and more like Brandon Ayuk's going to go to
Pittsburgh. Talk about that.
Screw that guy then. Unless he ends up still somehow coming to the Browns, and we love you. But the way I look at it is, if we offered him a good deal, we had a good deal on the table for him, and he still doesn't want to come to Cleveland, he'd rather go to Pittsburgh than.
Oh, you know why?
If you don't wear brown orange, you don't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's only like one legit reason why you'd want to go to Pittsburgh.
Why?
It's a big one.
Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
We have a 2-time coach of the year.
Yeah, I know. But
and their offense has been garbage for like 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
I don't get the allure of, I mean, obviously they're a good franchise. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like historically great. Yes, yeah. They're always in the hunt. Like they always, you know, win games, but I don't know. Like I think the Steelers could be sneaky good this year. But I feel like the offensive future in Pittsburgh is not that great.
Sneaky good is still like winning 10 games, kind of the way they did last year.
Yeah.
So the Patriots, I believe it was reported, had a $32 million a year contract offer on the table for Brandon Ayuk. The trade was in place and he turned it down. He didn't want to go to New England. So that would have made him second highest paid wide receiver in the league?
Yeah.
And so obviously it's not all about money, because otherwise he would have just gone to New England. The Pittsburgh thing, I think that honestly, he's just trying to get the 49ers to pay him $30 million a year. I think he wants to stay in San Francisco. I think he wants to be on the 49ers. I think he just wants to get paid.
I mean, he's real close.
And he's using this whole trade situation
yeah.
to kind of get them to just do it.
I mean, why would you not want to stay in San Francisco? Who would want to give up? I mean, I guess, like the taxes there suck. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, I don't know if you take $30 million a year in California is probably take home about the same as what you'd get at like $20 million a year in other states, because I mean, their tax rate's insane. But why would you not, outside of that, mm-hmm. You play for a guy who's regarded as an offensive genius. You got all these other weapons around you. So you're seeing single coverage all the time. You are playing with in my opinion, pretty good quarterback who can, I mean, he can see the ball. And you know, you're as long as everybody stays healthy, you're NFC championship probably, you know what I mean? Or higher. So why would you not want to stay in San Francisco? But yeah, the fact that they kind of shunted the Browns is like, I was like, okay, well, I don't like this guy now. I feel like there's some other things I wanted to talk about, but I don't really remember what they were. I guess we could talk a little bit more about upcoming camp. What do we expect to see, I guess, not only in camp, but in the game? Because do you think they're going to open it up more? Or no. Do you think it's going to be so all in the practice?
I think it's going to be Saturday is going to be very similar to what we saw last Saturday.
I agree.
I think that if we open it up a little bit, it's not going to be until Seattle mm-hmm. when Deshaun's in there. We might do a little bit. But that's it. I don't think they want to show too much ahead of Dallas, just because Dallas has such a good defense. I think they're really playing things close to the chest. But I've been saying, I want to hear the reports of what's going on in these joint practices, because that's where they're actually practicing their offense mm-hmm. against Minnesota's first, you know, our ones against their ones. Yep. I want to hear, is Deshaun just ripping them apart? Like they can't cover Amari Cooper. Deshaun's throwing, you know, touchdowns every drill, all this kind of stuff.
I expect them to have a good defense too this year. Like, you know, Minnesota, you know what I mean? I expect them to better. Be, yeah, I expect them to be pretty decent. So I think it'd be a good measuring stick, you know,
like these two joint practice, I think it's the next 2 days or whatever. But if I'm hearing reports that Deshaun's getting picked off like 5 times, or we can't run the ball, or, you know, our line can't block, defensive line can't get to the court, like then I'm worried. Cause I feel like these joint practices is where they really go at it. And then in the preseason game, it's like, okay, back to vanilla.
I agree. What do you guys think? I guess this isn't Browns related, but we're seeing the Vikings. What do you think happens with the quarterback situation in Minnesota? Because I think there's a chance Sam Darnold will play well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, Sam Darnold's obviously going to be the guy.
Yeah.
We still don't know how long JJ's out.
Yeah.
With the knee.
I think they're going to.
So I had meniscus surgery a couple years ago, and it was like, I definitely couldn't have played football for months. Yeah. So he's going to be out months, most likely.
And he's a rookie.
Yeah. If Sam Darnold plays and he's
playing well, I don't know if they do make it. That's the thing. Like if they're winning games.
Yeah, I don't think they make.
Then you got to roll.
Yeah, I don't think you make the switch.
So here's the thing. What if Sam Darnold plays really well?
Yeah, don't make the switch.
I'm talking. He's on a 1 year deal.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about past this year.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if he plays really well.
like a
Geno Smith year.
Well, then interesting offseason story for sure.
Because I think this is going to be, he obviously played with Shanahan, but he didn't play a ton.
No.
You know what I mean? He wasn't getting reps and that kind of stuff. This is going to be the best offensive coach with the best weapons that he's got to consistently practice and play with in his career. I mean, he didn't have anybody in New York. He definitely didn't have anybody in Carolina. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
Then he goes out to San Francisco where they got a good coach and they got good weapons, but he never really gets to play that much. And he's not getting many reps. I think there's a chance he's going to play well. And then now you got him on a 1 year deal. What if they play really well? Justin Jefferson has like a great season. They make the playoffs, maybe win a game or two in the playoffs. And now you got to think, do we go to JJ McCarthy, who we don't know if he's good or not, or do we have to give Sam Darnold a 2 or 3 year deal now? Or do you risk letting him walk? And then JJ McCarthy's not good. Justin Jefferson gets mad. You don't win as many games. I don't know. It's a tough situation.
Dude, rookie quarterbacks is always a tough situation, which maybe we do a little preseason recap real quick. We did this on the fantasy podcast before you got here, Blake, but I thought the rookie quarterbacks this past week looked actually pretty good in their first showings. Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Looked good. Just fine.
I've never been this person who thinks Caleb Williams is not going to be good.
That's true.
I think Caleb Williams is going to be pretty good at football. I think a lot of people just like to say he's not going to be good because of the hype yes. and just like his overall demeanor. Watch him play football.
He definitely looked good. I thought Jaden Daniels looked good too.
Yep.
JJ McCarthy, other than the pick, looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought Bo Nix looked good.
I didn't get to. So I only heard bad things about Bo Nix. I didn't get to actually watch.
What'd you hear about Bo Nix?
Just that he sucked, and I saw like a couple passes that were very bad.
Oh, well, he had a couple passes that were. There was some coverage on a couple guys, but overall, I mean, if you saw the interception on Twitter, that wasn't him. That was Jarrett Stidham.
Okay.
Whoever posted that was either trolling or just really stupid. But yeah, Bo Nix, I thought, executed the offense well. I mean, he ran the ball, looked pretty good, and I thought Michael Penix, did you watch any of him for Atlanta?
Just highlights.
I was like, you hear all these things out of camp and stuff like, oh, Penix looks like, you know, the most pro ready quarterback. He actually did. I mean, he was drop back poised, going through his progressions, hitting guys where they need to be. I mean, I was like, damn, this guy looks like he could run offense today.
I think Penix has a chance to be really good, not because of what he did at Washington, but because he used to put up crazy numbers at Indiana.
Yeah.
Playing with, you know, 2 and 3 star players against Ohio State and Penn State and Michigan and all these teams.
And going at them.
And putting up yards. Yeah. I mean, he used to dice up Ohio State
with
Indiana.
Yep. And that was when he could still run the ball. And now that was before he had to make the transition to be a pocket passer because of all his knee injuries. I was impressed watching him.
A lot of times the best quarterbacks in the NFL aren't the teams, you know, aren't from Ohio State and these guys because in college, they're playing on an all-star team, and 10 of their games are against teams that don't have nearly as good of players as them. He put up good numbers at Indiana, where in most of the games he played in, he was on the worst team and had the worst talent, and he still put up good numbers. So that tells me he can read a defense. He doesn't just have to throw to wide open crossing routes. And then as soon as you put him on a team that had talent that was up there with the other best teams in the country, they go to the national championship.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think there's a chance Caleb Williams has to be, or not Caleb Williams, Penix has a chance to be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the situation's good. Like, I mean, they're offensively, they have a lot of young talent.
Yes. I know on draft night, we were all kind of like, oh my gosh, come eight. Like, what are they thinking? But you know, if Kirk Cousins is just a temporary solution and they weren't sure exactly how he was going to be all coming off the Achilles, and you think that you're going to, like, maybe you made the point, you think you're going to be a good enough football team that you're not going to have a high pick for the next few years. And now you have that eight pick. Well, yeah, take your quarterback and just say, all right, well, at least we got the next guy.
Avoid the rebuild now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Everybody likes to shit on Green Bay for it. It worked out pretty well for them. Yeah, they got to move on multiple from Aaron Rodgers to a guy who's now the highest paid quarterback and top like three MVP favorite heading into the season. Mm-hmm. And everybody shit on him for how many years for taking Jordan Love?
Yeah.
Yes. If it's the most important position and you think you're going to be winning too many games to have that high of a pick again, why not take him? Well, especially if you have weapons already. They got Drake London. They got
Pitts.
They have Bijan Robinson.
And now you can pay those guys, and Penix is still on his rookie contract.
Yes.
So it is smart. And I was going to say, especially if you've identified a guy. Yeah. Like, it's not like they took Kenny Pickett with the eight pick just because they had to get a quarterback. It was, this guy's worthy of it. We've evaluated him. So
I saw some people asking here if we think Amari is going to be upset about being in the trade. No. Here's the thing is, one, I think Amari, I don't think he cares at all. He doesn't come across to me as like he gets invested into, like, he's not like, I bleed brown and orange. He's like, I get paid to play football and I'm going to do a good job and I'm going to go about my business. But if they trade me, I'm just going to get paid to play football at the next place.
And I'm going
to
go about my business.
And I'm going to go about my business. You know what I mean? Like, to me, he doesn't seem like a guy who's like, he's not an overly emotional, you know,
Kevin,
like,
Durant.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I get paid to play football and they're paying me. So I'm going to do it well here. And if they trade me, I'll do it well where they, cause I'm getting paid there too.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people that was the whole thing Saturday before the game was how the Browns were just the worst organization for how they were treating Amari Cooper. And I'm like, we could have traded him or cut him and save $20 million against the cap. And instead we just guaranteed that money and gave him $5 million raise. So we treat him well. He's 30-year-old wide receiver.
And it's not confirmed that he was in, I know like the report comes out, but that is not, nobody from the Browns has come out and confirmed that.
No, yeah. I'm still of the, my stance is still Brandon Ayuk. The goal in getting him was to pair him up with Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy to have that trio, that three-headed monster with David Njoku, you know, alongside them. That's my belief. But.
And if the Browns are going to get shit on for not treating Amari Cooper well, San Francisco is trying to trade away their leading receiver.
And what about Dallas with CeeDee Lamb?
You know what I mean? Like, if we are treating Amari Cooper bad, who's older and on the last year of his deal, what about them, who's trading the guy who just led their team in touchdowns and receiving touchdowns and in his prime? Why are they not getting shit on for treating their guy poorly?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not, this wasn't a one team thing.
Well, I mean, Dallas traded Amari Cooper to us for a 5th round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out like it's business. And I think the Browns under Andrew Berry have done a very good job of, they treat their guys well and they are fair to their guys and they're upfront and honest with them. And when you're in this building, they take care of you. And if for some reason a business's decision has to be made, they'll be honest with you and they'll try to still do right by you in that business decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like the Browns have a pretty good reputation. The only person who could maybe have a complaint is Baker Mayfield. And even he has come out and said, like, when he was here, he was, you know, big headed and he should have done this and he should have done that. You know what I mean? Like,
didn't he just say he was an asshole?
Yes.
I thought that's what he said.
So, I feel like that's why a lot of these guys, like a lot of guys will come and visit the Browns and then we sign them because they get to talk to Andrew Berry and they get to see the way that the organization, and we have other guys in the league who come in and they play, and we get guys like Za'Darius Smith who could have went somewhere else, but he decided to come back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
So I think the Browns under Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have done a really good job of like having a good culture of, yes, we take care of you. It's a business, but even if we have to make a tough business decision, because they're all adults and they all know that at the end of the day, money in, the business side of it is a part of it. So sometimes you have to make tough decisions. So I know that if they made this tough decision, one, they thought about it, and two, they're going to do right by me and get it, you know, whatever has to happen. So I think they have a good reputation.
Yeah. And I think a lot of a lot of Browns fans, and probably the more, I hate to say casual Browns fans, but the ones who aren't plugged in and following stuff as closely are just still in that traumatized, you know, routine of this is a bad organization. We got bad front office. We sign bad players. We draft bad players. We suck. We lose all our games. It's just not the case anymore. But some people just can't get out of that mindset.
Not the Browns. The Browns are a well-run organization right now.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying we're even winning 12, 13 games, but just in terms of the way we handle the salary cap, we go about our business. Now, this Michael Hall thing in the news is, you know, but we can't control every aspect of the players' lives. Sometimes people are going to do stupid things. How we handle this has more to say with where we are as an organization as opposed to having a player on our team that does this. Every team has players that are going to do stupid things.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, all the people online today that have, the Browns front office is terrible. Andrew Berry needs to be fired because of this Mike Hall thing. I'm like, Andrew Berry didn't put a gun to somebody's head.
No, these guys are adults.
Exactly.
They're in the building for their meetings and their practice, and then they go home and it's like, it's their job, guys. I don't think people understand. It's a job.
And by all accounts, he was killing it at practice.
Yes.
He was killing it, yep. You know, like in his preparation, he played well in the preseason game. You can't go home with these guys.
Right? Yes. And like we live the Browns every second of every day. Like we're all, you know, we're Browns fans. We're diehard. We're always looking into things about these guys. This is their, do you do that with your job?
Right.
You know what I mean? Does your boss follow you home? It's a job. You go and you put in your hours and then you go home and you don't think about work until the next day. You know, certain positions in the grades, they put in more, they do a little bit extra, just like at any company. If you want to work your way up in the company, you might have to work a little bit of overtime. You might have to go a little bit above and beyond, but it's a job. It's a job. So like they're not living, breathing football every second of every day for their entire lives. And I think sometimes fans, like they just can't believe that they aren't just thinking about their football career every second of every day.
That's fair. That is very fair.
And very unfortunate. He wasn't thinking at all.
No. Yeah. It's too bad.
Well, we're rolling up on the hour mark for you guys, the 40-minute mark for me.
Attaboy.
I left work an hour before we were supposed to start. For reference, I work tops 25 minutes away. It took me over an hour to get here.
Yep.
I was very annoyed.
You made the transition smoothly.
It's nice. Yeah, it's not my first podcast episode. Yeah.
At least you're not working off that surface. You would have been sitting here doing updates
sorry guys. But we'll wrap this thing up. We appreciate you guys being here. I'm so excited to be doing lives again.
Mm. Yeah.
It's good to be back.
It's fun.
It feels, I love doing the lives, getting the chat going, getting everybody in here, seeing what everybody has to say. The Browns have a better culture than years past. AB and Kevin are good. This happens sometimes. Let them go and move on. Completely agree. That's a good way to end it. I couldn't have said it better myself. We appreciate you guys being here, hanging out with us, even on a challenging day as a Browns fans like this. But we appreciate you guys being here throughout all the off season. And now we're finally entering into football season. It's awesome. Can't wait for the game on Saturday. Got my daughter some Brown swag.
Oh, nice.
So she wore a Brown shirt today, and I put it on her, and she stood up, and I was just like, tear. we went downstairs, and she said, I want to watch the Browns. I said, me too. They don't play till Saturday.
You got a bark.
She's like, it's going to be okay, Dad.
You got a barking yet? Working on that.
We do.
A little bit of barking. That a boy.
Yes. So I'm excited for the season. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time. I'm sure you guys mentioned in the open, but cut off for fantasy football is in 10 days.
Yeah, we might as well remind everybody.
So if you want to play fantasy football with us and other members of the Dog Pack, guys from all over the world who are playing fantasy football with us, leagues are filling up fast. There's a few spots remaining. So if you want to play fantasy football with us, make sure you head to jointhedogs.com and get signed up for fantasy football. It's a ton of fun. Also make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. If you aren't already, we're inching closer to that 10,000. You know, I don't have any details, but we've been talking about potential giveaways. So I think it's going to be really cool.
Oh, we did that at the top of the show.
Did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
So I told him about the footballs. I told him about the jersey.
Yeah, so we got some really cool stuff to hopefully be giving away when we get to that 10,000 mark. So tell your friends. You know, if you're watching, you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you tap the tap the notification bell. Again, we appreciate you guys being here. We can't wait to hang out with you guys next week, talking about the joint practices and
Quick, let's hit Matthew's question real quick. He says, how much money for fantasy football? It's just sign up for a membership on Patreon at jointhedogs.com. I think the lowest tier is $5 a month. That gets you in to Patreon. It gets you into the Discord. It gets you into Fantasy League.
Yep. And the only caveat is you have to stay in. You can't just join for the month and then drop out once you're in the league. We had somebody do that before.
Kicked right out of the league.
Kick them out of the league. It's just not fair to the people who are staying in and paying.
Right.
If you want to play fantasy football with us and for the 4 months and then leave, it's perfectly fine. We hope you stick around. It's a lot of fun. The more people in the Discord, the better, but you just have to commit to the monthly membership for the length of the football season. And then you can either stay or go. We prefer you stay because it's a lot of fun, but it's completely up to you. And there's no like hard feelings. We have people who drop out and come back and it's not a big deal. So, just monthly, subscription to the dog pack gets you in and it doesn't matter what tier you pick. So if you're interested in that, again, that's jointhedogs.com. Make sure you get in. You got 10 more days to do so. Again, we appreciate you guys being here. We'll see you guys next week, recapping the joint practices in the game. Thank you. And don't do anything stupid this week.
's for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.